turbocharging England's booster drive. Chelsea Football Club's home ground, Stamford Bridge, has become a makeshift vaccine hub. Omicron's now dominant in the British capital. This is a race against time to protect people from serious illness and safeguard the National Health Service and businesses bracing for new restrictions.
It's really important Londoners understand how serious things are. The best thing Londoners can do is to get both vaccines and the booster. They provide extra layers of protection. The really bad news is those in hospital, the vast, vast majority are unvaccinated. That's why it's so important to get both the vaccines and the booster jab.
With cases doubling every 2 days, health experts warn the vaccination effort needs to reach people who haven't had a single dose. That's an estimated 1.3 million in London, many millions more across the country. Analysis shows poorer, younger and more ethnically diverse communities are least protected.
The more people that get sick, the more critical services could soon be in trouble. There are currently so many staff at this one London hospital trust who are down with COVID and away from work that they've had to draft in extra help from elsewhere just to man the hospital's accident and emergency unit. Add to that a possible risk of a surge in the number of people ending up in hospital suffering with the Omicron variant, and the country's National Health Service could soon be overwhelmed.
And it's a darkening picture across Europe. Ireland's introduced an 8 p.m. curfew, and Dutch health experts are advising tougher measures there. Germany, meanwhile, has designated France, Denmark and the UK high-risk zones with the possibility of mandatory quarantine for travellers. In the French capital, children as young as 5 are now being given a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The government there is said to be considering making vaccines mandatory. We're starting to know more about Omicron, and the details are sobering. A study from Imperial College London finds no evidence of Omicron having lower severity than the Delta variant. The risk of reinfection is 5 times higher than Delta, and the variant can evade prior immunity given by previous infection or vaccination. But we do know that serious illness can be averted with a third dose, making this our first and vital line of defence. Eve Barker, Al Jazeera, London.